Today is Friday, March 28th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Triglycerides Day. It's National Something on a Stick Day. Corn dog, maybe? It's National Weed Appreciation Day. Why would I want to appreciate a weed? And also National Black Forest Cake Day. Let's see what it says about weeds. National Weed Appreciation Day on March 28th each year reminds us that some weeds are beneficial to us and our ecosystem. Humans have used weeds for food and as herbs for much of recorded history. Some are edible and nutritious, while other weeds have medicinal value. Do you remember as a small child the fun you had with dandelions? Well, these bright yellow flowers serve a purpose. Dandelions are a food source for insects and some birds. Humans eat young dandelion leaves and enjoy tea and wine made from the leaves and flowers. The Native Americans use dandelions to treat specific ailments. Nutritionally, dandelions contain a source of vitamin A and C, calcium, iron, and fiber. So there you go. It does say before using any weed as a food source, make sure it is correctly identified and free of herbicides and pesticides. All right. Well, let's have a look and see if we've got any contact. I didn't pull that up before I got started here. It takes a really long time for me to scroll down. I need to fix that. Gary says, am I on the map? Yes, Gary, you're on the map. Hey, Tony says, hey, Adam, I just wanted to let you know that I did log in the very first thing with my Gmail or Google information, and then I created it, but I was still unable to change anything. It was asking for the token, so I thought I would just let you know. And then Gary says, do it! Get the upgraded laser printer. Oh my God, you guys. It's not just a laser printer. It is a 3D printer. It has a cutting attachment. It has a laser attachment. It has a drawing attachment. It has all of these attachments. But I feel like I need to start making some money from this before I want to, though. I'm having to just... It's taking everything within my body to not get it because, and one day I will, I'm sure one day I will, but I feel like possibly I may need to, you know, see if there's going to be anything that I'm actually going to make with a laser cutter or with something. And I do have that one that I bought from Mel. So I need to use it and see if I'm actually going to use it. And then if I really like it and I start using it, then I can upgrade. I certainly can at any time. It's not like they're going to stop selling it tomorrow. These are things that I'm telling myself. Adam, it's not like they're going to stop selling it. Let's see if we've listened to this voicemail already. Yes, we've already listened to that. We listened to Scotty, right? I think we did. All right, so this is the Passion Project. We've been talking about the hand map, and I will talk some more about that. But I wanted to switch back to 3D printing for a minute. I cut myself trying, not bad, but I cut my finger because one part of 3D printing, sometimes when you print something, you have to print supports for the thing. And it's just if there are overhangs or anything like that that are printing, it can't print out in the middle of the air. It's not magic. And so you have to do that. And so you have to pull those off when it comes out to finish your post-processing of your print, I'll say. And I can't find my good tweezers. I have good tweezers, but they have walked off as things, as scissors tend to do, tweezers do this, tape, lots of things that you need that you'll pull them out and use them somewhere. And I will be guilty of not putting things away that needed to be put away, and so it's my fault, I'm sure. I'm sure I put it somewhere, and I just don't know where I put it. And so I was trying to just use my fingers, but man, that plastic can be sharp when you try to pull it off. So I did a couple of things. I wanted to mount my work laptop under the desk. And so I found a model that was already created that I used to print out, and I mounted my work laptop under my desk. It worked fine. I've got my standing desk legs completely under my desk now. And the motor is working, all that's working, and I'm slowly pulling away the other things that I don't want under there. And my next project, maybe this weekend I'll work a little bit on it. I'm not sure I'm going to get finished. I have so many projects going on right now, guys. But at the end of the day, I'm going to hang some curtains in here. I'm finishing up. So I'm tidying this up so the desk area looks neater. What people see on camera looks neat. But when you look under the desk, there are just cables and shit all over there. And Sydney likes to lay under there, so I'd rather put a dog bed under there and have all my cables managed and everything. So anyway, I did that. I printed some more because I was like, oh, I'll also mount my network switch under there. And I have a personal laptop that I can mount under there and some, you know, other things like that. And I didn't realize the network switch and my personal laptop are both thicker than the other laptop. And they don't fit. So I spent a 10-hour print, and then I took it out and realized that neither thing that I wanted to use it for fits. And so now I'm going to have to try to figure out if I can go in and edit this model in Onshape or something like that so that I can print it. And then, of course, the other thing that I have been working on is the Ham Map or podcastmaps.com. And like I've said before, you guys can go over to podcastmaps.com and enter yourself on the map. We have, like I said, Tony in Illinois. I don't remember who added themselves, but we have Lester the Lurker over in Tennessee. We have Andrew LaSalle in somewhere in... I'm trying to look and see where that is. Somewhere in Long Island, or however you say it. We have Dennis and Chris. Oh, Dennis and Chris are still listening. I thought you guys had unsubscribed. And over in the UK, I think we already talked about it, but we've got Ben in the UK. And then we've also got I don't know. Do I really have a listener in Bratislava? Or is someone being funny? But anyway, in Bratislava, we have Theo. So, and there's an anonymous too, but I think that might also be Theo. And there is a photo, so it must be a real listener. Hi. So there you go. Oh my God, I'm just turning into Fatty. When I'm 67... Hi. I'm going to have a poodle.
Yes, Adam.
So anyway, I've been working on that. But man, most of it is behind the scenes stuff because I am trying to get a few things working. And so Tony says, I did log in first thing. And yes, Tony, I realize I don't have it working. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you were my manager, I would tell you, I'm so sorry. I'm still working on it, but I'm getting close. I'm getting closer. I know it's too late for you, Tony, but other people will benefit from this. And if I have your email address because you logged in, then you're gold. Because once I get it fixed, you will be able to go and edit without entering a token and all that bullshit. I was excited. I wanted to get it out the door. And when I did Fatty's, here's the deal. When I did the Ham Map, I based it on a Google Sheet because I thought that would be the easiest for Fatty and I would be able to get it out the door quick. And I think that was a mistake. I should have just gone and I was like, oh, when I add other maps, I'll do it the correct way with the database and everything, right? Transitioning that over has just been more work than I thought it was going to be. And learning both a language, JavaScript, because I don't use JavaScript very often, and React Native at the same time. Luckily, there's ChatGPT for help, but there's some weird stuff going on that I still can't figure out, and I still do not like JavaScript. Blech. But maybe I'll start, maybe it'll grow on me. Who knows? Who knows? But I am enjoying doing, and I was able to generate some designs. So I'm excited to kind of, I may be revamping the homepage again because I found a design that's, or I created a design that I think I like even better than what I've got there. Now it looks a little bit more professional. So, but you guys can go add yourself. It's just that editing and deleting is a little screwy at the moment. It might work. If you have the token, it should work, but I'll get it fixed. I will get it fixed and then it will be magic. It'll be magical. I'm trying to think what else. Nothing else to report on the yard. They're working on it phase, but we should be getting something soon to look at, and then we'll have a call with them, and then we're going to start working on the yard. I'm so excited. There are more leaves on the tree that we planted from my parents, so that's cool. And everything's going fine. All right, well, I'll stop here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.